Sheba Siddiqui and I talk about a very low vaccine uptake for those kids under five. I think it's predictable. I think the numbers are about where I thought they would be, but some people say they were expecting many more parents to turn out en masse and vaccinate their kids. We'll talk about that right now. Look, we've talked about this on our show. We talked about what we would do if we had kids under five right now. But there is a, it's basically a Canadian press story. But we've talked about the percentages, actually. The number of kids under the age of five getting vaccinated against COVID-19, lower than, quote, many experts had expected. If I see the word many experts in any story, like I've had my fill of the many experts are expecting. We've had schools open 16 days now. Is the world on fire? Certainly not. Is anything any different than it was 4 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago or 12 weeks ago or in April or May? No. So the experts can expert off somewhere. But 6%, Sheba, is the number. And I'm telling you, I probably surveyed 8 people and I'm like, I trust their opinion. They've come on the show. We'll give them anonymity on this. Nobody had it that low. Some people had it about 10%, maybe, maybe 12. Nobody really had it over 15. 6%. Over like, I think it, this vaccine's been available for under fives for 7 weeks now, very end of July or the start of August. And 94% of parents said, nah, not in our house.
I'm not surprised I am surprised that the number is that low. I wasn't expecting 6%. Really, I was expecting it to be quite higher than that. But I understand it. I absolutely understand it. I mean, I have a 6-year-old. And if this was 2 years ago, I wouldn't be getting him vaccinated.
And the stress for you at that age, and I didn't have that kind of stress because I had two kids over 12 and it was what it was. And we considered the options and they both had two Pfizer shots over the course of the early summer and then late summer. I think by the time school started, they both had their two shots. But you know, it had to stress parents out thinking, what are they going to mandate for five and over? It's one thing to mandate, okay, you need it to go to the movies. You've gone through that. I went through that. Movies, restaurants, sporting events, all that stuff. You're going to have to show that QR code on your phone. But they stopped short of doing it for 11 and under. And had they done it for 5 to 11, we would have had a lot more tension about it. And
pushback.
A lot more parents probably would have just felt coerced into doing it. And they would have done it because they don't want to. Who wants to leave their 6-year-old? Their 6 and 7-year-old can't go to a movie, but their 12 and 13-year-olds can. Nobody wants that in their family.
I know. I had a feeling that they wouldn't have mandated it for 5 to 11. I don't know. I just feel like there's something. These are kids we're talking about, right? This is a very personal decision. This is a very private decision from family to family. It varies based on your experience, your experience, your family medical history, every family is different. So I understand that. Under 5. 6% is really low. And there were so many doctors out there telling us, you need to get it done. This is absolutely mandatory. You don't want your kids to get sick. And there are a few doctors who say that the hesitancy from parents is because I'm looking for the line here.
Is it from Dr. Romeliotis or Dr. Deonadin?
No, it's from Romeliotis. Yes. Oh, because there's a general hesitation to give children of that age any kind of vaccine or medication. I don't know about that. I mean, when my kids were all born, they were all vaccinated for whatever mandatory vaccines they were required, and especially for starting school initially. This was pre-pandemic, right? I have confidence, right? And I'm comfortable with those vaccines. And, you know, you do it for your first and then your second and your third and your fourth. And we've never had any negative experiences with it. And they are all COVID vaccinated, but I mean, it's worn off by now.
Right. And right? Exactly. And many kids have, and once we've realized there's no prevention of spread and infection, which by the way, those wacky, nutty Toronto videos that got pulled yesterday didn't infer whatsoever the accurate notion that you could get COVID and you could spread COVID if you're a kid and you're vaccinated.
Well, according to those ads, it's only immigrants who do that.
Oh, right? that is true. I mean, there were more than enough people upset about that. I think it's attitudes like Dr. Romeliotis that have created this hesitancy. He's absolutely, I'm insulted that he says, well, parents are always worried about any kind of vaccine or medication, because you're right. prior to the pandemic. If somebody's if somebody walks in our house and they're like, ha, we don't do that stuff, vaccinate for chickenpox and MMR and tetanus and me, what's the matter with you? Like that's the prevailing attitude. Maybe the hesitancies come from people like him. Maybe the hesitancies come from people like Ray Watt Dionandan. Maybe the hesitancies come from people like Abdu Sharkawi. Maybe that's the hesitancy when they push.
You're out here naming names.
I think
now.
That's how parents for the shark. Sure, that's how parents feel about it. I mean, you can like 6% is a pretty. It's been pretty unanimous. That's as close to a unanimous rejection that you'll get of anything in our modern society. 94% are like, no way.
Well, Dr. Dionandan says that there are false ideas such as that parents are hesitating because they think that kids don't get sick with COVID-19. That's not true. I know half of my kids' school has been sick with COVID-19. And as far as I know, they've fully recovered. Of course, it happens to kids. It's just we are hesitant to move forward with this vaccine.
Yeah, the false idea that he's wrong about is that no parent thinks kids don't get sick. They just they are well aware that they recover and don't have any long-term bad outcomes from this the majority of the time. So people are going with their instincts on this, and they're going also with the data.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.